Okay, we're on Tezvov Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Okay, there are two ways of learning this Mishnah in the Rishonim. We'll learn it the more easy way, even though we'll see that the Rivan is... let's see. The Hareini Nozel L'Chsheli Ben. Here he said the opposite of the other case. First he said, I'll be a Nozel when I have a son, and the Nozel Me'ayom. And it's Nozer Me'ayom starting now. So he starts counting his 100 days. No little Ben, Ad Shivim, Lo Hifsi Klum. If he has a son till the 70th day of his 100, he doesn't lose anything. Okay, and there's two ways of learning here. Most of Shonim learn what it means is like this. That he counted his 70 days, since he has 30 days left for his own. And there's 30 days for his son, they go concurrently. In other words, he's Yotze both his 100 days and the 30 days in 100 days. The last 30 days count for him and for his son. And at the end, he takes one haircut and brings two sets of korbanos, because he had two sets of naziris. That's the way most Rishonim learned. Okay? Some say that you never have concurrent, right? But what happens is he stops his naziris. And he, then has 30 days for his son, and he goes back to 30 days of his own. So he really has to have 130 days of Naziris, but he doesn't lose anything per se, because that's what he made, 100 days and 30 days. So he has 130 days of of Naziris. So that's what it means, he doesn't lose anything. So that's the Shaila. Shaila is if there's such a thing as having two Naziris in concurrently or not. But in any case, either way, till the 70th day, he doesn't have any problems. La'achar shivim, however, if his son is born after 70, let's say his son is born on the 75th day. So now, he only has 25 days for his own. So if he's going to have the 30 days from the 75th day, 30 days, it's going to end on the 105th day. So it's past his 100 days. So now they can't be concurrent anymore, since his son's Naziris goes beyond his 100-day Naziris, so now you have to have it separate. So therefore, he now has 30 days for his son, separate, and then he has to finish off the 25 days of his own, and he can't finish off just 25 days, because you have to have at least 30 days of hair growth. So now he's going to have to finish off a 30 days, so he loses a few days. La'achar shivim, soser shivim. That doesn't really mean it's soser anything. It just means that all the days he had from 70 on, he loses those amount of days, because you have to have now 30 days no matter what. And the Rosh takes out the word shivim. Soser. Soser just means that it doesn't, not soser anything, l'mafreya. It's just that he has to add a few more days to his Naziris. That's what it means. She'ein tiglachas pochas mishloshim yom. Because there's no Naziris less than 30 days. So you have to have now, you kept it, when you finish it off, you're not going to be able to finish it off with 25 days that are left. You have to finish it off with 30 days. You have an extra 5 days added. Okay, let's see the Rivan. That's the way most Rishonim learn. Hareini Nozer V'Chieli Ben, V'Nozer Me'ayom, V'Hishchil Imnoser Shiloh, and he started counting his 100 days, Im Nolad Lo Ben Ad Ayin Yom, if he had a son till the 70th day, Tzarech Lo Haniach Shiloh, V'Limnoser Shiloh. What he does is he stops counting his, holds it in abeyance, and then he starts counting the 30 days for his son, and then he goes back to his. Lo Hifzik Klum. Because he has 30 days left, up till the 70th day, he'll have at least 30 days left on his own Naziris. So this is where the Rivan learns, not like the Rov Rishon. He learns that he stops his Naziris at 70. He then counts 30 days for his son, and he's Megaleach after that. And then he counts another 30 days to finish off his Naziris. Right? And he takes another haircut. Right? He has 30 days for haircut. So that's how the Rivan learns. Rivan learns that they're not concurrent, not like most Rishonim. The Rosh has two Lishonos here. Right? But that he has to stop his and then have the Naziris of his son and be Megaleach, and then, what's it called, continue his Naziris for 30 days and be Megaleach, and then bring two sets of Korbanos. Okay. Avalim nolad lo la'acharayin, lo mi'asri lo shloshim. But if the child was born after 70 days, so then when he has, let's say, 75 days of his own, then he has 30 days of his son, and then he has 25 days left of the, what's it called, of his own. But you can't have 25 days left. He just took a haircut, according to Rivon, at the, what's it called, at the 75th, at the 105th day. So now he has to, what's it called, have another 5 days extra in order to be able to take another haircut. And this is what the Rivon says, that what's it called, that since there's less than 30 days left, so he has to start his 100 again. Nobody learns it. This is only Rivon. All the Rishonim learn differently. Okay, in any case, that's what he says. He says, for some reason, right, since he only has now 25 days left, the whole 100 days now, he has to redo. That's only where there was more than a 30-day Naziris. Of Naziris Muetas, ain't a Sosa Klau. Kirisnan Lael, Miniach Eshelo, Umon Eshel Beno, Viachach Mashal Meshelo, Veno Sosher. The time of Maikid Amorin, Shein Tiglachas Bin Osayim, Kechad Naziris Arichahu. So when it's a long Naziris, so then there's Tiglachas in between, so now you need time to grow your hair. And therefore, since you can't do it all at once, you have to do it again. Okay, and a very difficult Rivon. So I was thinking of not even learning this Rivon at all. Okay, but let's just learn the way the Rov Rishonim learned, that if up till 70 days he doesn't lose anything because he counts his Naziris and his son's Naziris as one, and he ends up finishing at 100 days, or he doesn't lose anything because he l'chatchila made a 130-day Naziris, 100-day plus a 30-day Naziris, that's all he has, 130 days. He does his 70, then 30 for the kid, and then another 30 of him, of his own. That's the most partial way of learning. Okay. Omar Rav, Yom Shivim Ola Lekan Lekan. The 70th day, if his son was born on the 70th day, so it counts as his 70th day, and it also counts as the first day of the Naziris of the kid. So you start counting the 30 days of Naziris for the kid on the day he was born, even though it's only in the middle of the day. And the Miktsas Hayom that he had, it also counts as a day. So it counts as his 70th day, and it also counts as the first day of the kid's Naziris. Tanan, somewhere says, our mission doesn't say like that. Nolad lo ad shivim lo hifziklum. The Yisol kadaitech ola lekan lekan is gure misker. Right, the Mishnah says that if he born up till 70, he doesn't lose anything. Well, he doesn't lose anything, he gains. The kid's born on the 70th day, he gains an extra day. Because it counts, that day counts like 2 days. It counts like 1 day of his son's and 1 day of his. So he saves a day. So what shouldn't have said just lo hifsid, but his gear, he gains. Shouldn't have said, what's it called, really the way they learn is, shouldn't have said hifsid, lo hifsid, till 70. Because really, if the kid was born till 70, you gain a day. Right? But since in the Sefer it says hifsid, so resoser shivim, so in the Reish it also said hifsid. Rashi. Omar Rav, Nolad lo ben biyom ayin, Ola lo lekan lekan, Osa yom Ola lo minyan ayin, Ola minyan shel beno, Dishloshim delivno, Nomi maschil lebnos bo bayom. He counts that day as number 70 of his, and number 1 of his son. So he saves a day. The chenke shebola hashlim meya shelo, Shalachar nazira shel beno, Ein tzorech limnos al chavtes. Now when he goes back to his own, he only has to count 29 days, and then finish on the next day, on the 30th day. is gurim misker the olah lekan lekan sheino tzorich lahash the melel lemeo bavad vaoch and nazirus shall be no maschul b'mibo b'yom shvich lemeimer do hefsi klum. Why does it say lo hefsid? He gains. Not only doesn't lose. Ela b'din hu d'lo lisnei at shivim mishum diktoni seifa hach ela nishtana mikol ela shabishas. It's not the same kind of ela. Ela b'din hu d'lo lisnei v'hachi mashma ela mishum diktoni seifa. What it means over here is not ela, we're getting a new teretz. It's part of the teretz. But since the seifa had to say achar ayin tonei reisha ad ayin, so the reisha said till 70. V'din hu d'lo lisnei klal. So Amir Nafilu is Guri Miskar, didn't have to say Lo Hifsid, because really gains. Enechanami didn't have to say it. Right? But since, what's it called, it said in the Sefer, so it said this Risha also, Lo Hifsid. The Isfarim Dixibuhu, Bedinu Lishne Adayin. Elamishum Dictoni Sefer, Lishno the Hifsid, Dictoni Acher Ayin Soser, Tani Nami Risha, the Anal Soser. In other words, that it doesn't, don't lose anything. But really, it should say you gained. But it wants to keep it parallel, right? Just like the Sefer says, you do lose, here it says you don't lose. But in Echanami, it could have said you gain also. Okay. So that's not Akasha on Rav. Toshma, mi Sefer. But look at the Sefer. The Sefer is definitely Akasha on Rav. Nolan Achar Shivim, if he's born after 70, meaning on day 71, Lechora, right? Soser, Shivim. Then he, what's it called? Then he loses out. Then it's Soser. Not again, it doesn't Soser anything really. But then he has to add extra days to his Naziris. So what's it called? So Lechora, that's not true. Because if day 71 counts as the first day of his sons and the 71st day of his, then he only has to keep another, what's it called, 29 days of his own. And what's it called? Then the his son's Naziris will end where there's still 30 days of his left. Because 71 will be day 1. His sons will end on day 100. And that'll be fine. Then what's it called? He'll have not to add any more days. Right? Even according to the shot that it's concurrent, it'll be concurrent. According to the one that he has, he still have 30 days of hair growth after that. Since his son's Nazirah started on the 71st day, even though he's born in the, and his, he already had 71 days of Nazirah. So Mara says, my acher, acher, acher. It means after, 72nd day. That's when he'll lose a day. But in a chanami, if the kid's born on the 71st day, he won't lose anything. Mara says, aval acher mamish, my, Hachinami de lo soser, but if it's mamish the day after, he's still not going to lose anything. Ihachi my iri de tani nolad at shivim lo hifsid klum afilo acher shivim nami. Then it should have said, what's it called? Even till ad shivim, it should have said including shivim and even the 71st day. If we're talking now about the 72nd day, it's a problem. Ho amris lo soser elishvami no acher mamish, must be that ad shivim is dafka. And therefore, what's it called? It's not like Rav. You don't count that day as 2 days. And therefore, if it's anything after the 70th day, already you lose out. V'chein masnis and l'rav, shma mina. And Rav also have like that. This mission does not go like him. But Rav, keman amra l'shmaisei, right? Rav said it like a different Tana. Enechanami. This Mishnah is not like Rav. This Mishnah holds that the what's it called, the day that his son is born does not count for 2 days. You start counting the sons the next day, and it only counts for him. And Rav goes like a different Tana, which we'll go to tomorrow because it goes into the next Omid pretty much. Who this Tana is, Legabe Avelis. The Gabi Avelis, we have this idea of 1 day can count as 2 days, as for whatever. So that we'll see what's it called tomorrow. But let's see the Rivan here. Toshma Nolad Acher Shivim Soser Ayin. The E Sukkadika Amras Ame Soser. If he's born on the 71st day, he's also not Soser. Kivin the Maschul Limnos Mi Boba Yom Livno, the Yom Shloshim Livno Ola Lo Lekan Lekan. right? And the 30th day, both ends. The 71st day counts for his 71st day, and it also counts for the child's first day. Now, when they finish the child's 30th day, it also counts double. It counts for the child's 30th day at the beginning of his finishing. So the Chori doesn't lose anything. Right? Akati Parshu Shloshim Yom Kedegidl Sar. There's still 30 days left. Because his kid's going to end on the 100th day, right? And now he's going to have another 30 days. And what's it called? That 100th day is going to count as what's it called, as the 30th day of his son and the first day of him. So now he has 30 days left till 130, and that's all he was menader, 130. So Mor says, my acher diktani, acher, dehainu ayin beis, enochanami. Till the 71st day, he won't lose anything. The 72nd day. So acher means after. If you hold that both the beginning counts as 2 days and the end of his sons counts as 2 days, you're still going to only have 29 days left for to finish off his own. And that can't be. So he has to add an extra day, so he loses a day. Verse says, right? Then it should have said, and not ad shivim yom, right? It should have said, the Reish Seifa says acher shivim yom. So you could say it means acher. But ad shivim yom is dafka. Mashma, that up until 70 days doesn't lose. Mashma, from 70 days on, he does lose. Right? So it's not, from the 71st day on, he does lose. Right? So according to Rav, that's not true. Doha amrish lo soser. El shma mino acher mamish. Biyom ayin aleph. Diktani Soser. The Sefer, when it says Acher, means Dafka, the next day. Mishum Dalam Rin Shu Ola Lo Lakan Lakan. Because we don't say that it counts as 2 days. Not like Rav. The Chain Masnis and Lorav. The Chain Inyan Zek Kashi Masnis and Lorav. Right? And Chanami. This mission can't go like Rav. The Rav Kiman Amrish Lashmai. See? The Kashi Lomeli Mi Boyahachi. What's from Katsakasha? We had a sheet already in the first parak that Yom Shloshim Ola Lakan Lakan. Dil Mas Nisan Dahasim Lomitarse Karav Masna Elikavar Pada. The Omer Einstam Naziris Ela Chavtes. So Mar says, no, that you could say is that it's Ola Lakan Lakan. It's not because it's Ola Lakan Lakan, because Naziris is only 29 days. But our Gemara holds Naziris is 30 days. Then maybe what's it called? We don't hold it's Ola Lakan Lakan. So where would we find a Tana that holds that it's Ola Lakan Lakan, like Rav, right? Because this Mishnah surely doesn't say like Rav. So Rav must hold like some other Tana. He can't argue on the Mishnah. So there must be a Tana who holds like Rav that we do say that something where there's an end of something and a beginning of something, the same day counts as the end and the beginning, that we're going to see when it comes to Avelis.